Five words to describe Sri Hanuman by Krishna's mercy.
Nanrig vedvini tasya naijur vedharina. Nasam ved vidusha shakyamevam vibhashitum.
Quote, one cannot speak this way without having been well trained in the Rig Veda, memorized the Yajur Veda, and thoroughly understood the Shama Veda. Lord Rama speaking to Lakshman about Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Kishkindha Kand, 3.28.
1. Learned.
Sri Rama picked up on it in the very first meeting, as described in the Ramayana of Valmiki. Rama's assessment is everything. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, after all. The less intelligent mistake Rama to be an ordinary man. That is the other side to the wonderful narrative within history. You can choose to believe or you can deny. If you believe, you side with amazing people like Hanuman. If you go against, you are on the path of Ravana, who eventually meets total destruction. His plans crumble to the ground, like a large building demolished by a bulldozer. Like a house of cards blown down by the faintest force of air, the large palaces in Lanka would no longer be the home of the ten-headed ogre. Hanuman showed that he was learned while meeting Rama in the forest of Kishkindha. I can't believe he was able to throw together wonderful Sanskrit verses of praise. This was after seeing Rama only briefly. Rama noted to his younger brother Lakshman that only someone learned in the three Vedas could speak so well.
2. Strong.
Can you imagine one human being picking up two others? The three people in question are adults. Okay, you do see that at rock concerts, on occasion. It is usually one strong man holding up their wife or girlfriend. It requires strength, but what Hanuman did is just crazy. After meeting Rama and Lakshman, Hanuman decided that it would be beneficial to everyone involved to set up an alliance with Sugriva, who was the exiled leader of the Vanaras. To reach Sugriva, Hanuman had to find the top of the mountain. It was from the top that he had just descended. Hanuman expanded his form and took the two princes from Ayodhya on his shoulders. He then jumped to the top of the mountain. That kind of strength is unimaginable. I guess he really is the son of the wind. The same Hanuman later carried an entire mountain in his hands to deliver life-saving medicine to a wounded Lakshman on the battlefield.
3. Resourceful.
When I cook in the kitchen, I need everything right in front of me. I must have all of the ingredients prepared and ready. For instance, if the recipe calls for both cane sugar and brown sugar, I get stumped if I only have one type of sugar. I don't know what to do. If one of the appliances isn't working, like the hand mixer, I am out of luck. I get so frustrated that I don't feel like being in the kitchen at all. I give up. That is why I make sure to prepare adequately beforehand. In the work that Hanuman did for Rama, there was no instruction manual. There was no map to consult. There was no phone-a-friend lifeline gadget. Hanuman had to figure out what to do without any help, most of the time. I don't think anyone is more resourceful than Hanuman. He can fight powerful ogres using uprooted trees. He can set fire to an entire city using his tail. He can cross over an ocean by leaping. He can use a tree branch to search an area without being noticed. No wonder both Sugriva and Rama trust him so much.
4. Patient.
I am not so good with this virtue. I want things done right away. If not necessarily at the finish line, I want to know that progress is being made. If I send an email to someone at work, I get upset if they don't respond within a few minutes. I can't stand being stuck in traffic. Poor Hanuman. He had to search all through Lanka for Sita Devi. Rama's beloved wife would certainly stand out in the area, but how was anyone expected to conduct such a search without being discovered? Hanuman had to remain hidden from view. Success did not come overnight. There was a time where Hanuman had to assess the situation. He considered the option of giving up. he finally reconciled that at least while he was alive he had a chance at helping Rama.
5. Devoted.
The devotion is so ridiculous that I will never be able to understand it. There is that story of Hanuman showing his version of the Ramayana to Maharishi Valmiki. Valmiki felt defeated after the fact, considering his work to be inferior to Hanuman's. Seeing the effect his writing had on Valmiki, Hanuman simply destroyed what he had written. Problem solved. I could never do such a thing. I have this attachment to my efforts, rooted in false ego. If I were to destroy that output, I would feel like less of a person. Hanuman is not like that. He is always helping others. He is always supporting efforts in devotion to Sita and Rama. I cannot begin to understand any of it, but I will sure appreciate it for the rest of my life.
In closing, that devotion to demonstrate, forever to appreciate, the highest standard set. He of swiftness like jet, who crossing over oceans long, to carry brothers sufficiently strong, as learned in Vedas 3, Rama immediately to see.